Oh, it's a political powder keg. I said many moons ago that 2024 was going to be absolutely insane. Then it's definitely all those things are coming to fruition right now. But it's getting serious quick. We have Elon Musk saying that the border crisis and what's going on with Biden flying illegal aliens, 300 and something thousand, could lead to something far more worse than 9/11. We have to break into that. Also, we have a confusing, we have the left saying that rural America is the biggest threat to democracy. NBC's also saying that Christian nationalists are the biggest threat to national security. On the right, we have illegal immigrants are the biggest threat to national security. We're going to dive into all of that. But we also have some bio labs proven to be in Ukraine, which was something that the Robert Kennedy Jr. was very adamant about and was called a conspiracy theorist and was shunned from all of the media and kind of forced to run independent. It's now all coming out that all of that was true. We also have Whoopi Goldberg talking about imprisoning all political rivals. So much going on. Also, don't forget that we had the Meta hack that we have to talk about briefly today as well. Joining me today is Conservative Anthony and Deadleg Media. Let's get into it, Joshua.
The growing calls across the nation to defund the police.
To end policing as we know it.
Off the charts violence in New York City. 11 people shot in just 8 hours on Sunday.
This is about the police officers who every single day put on that uniform and they run towards danger when we run away from it.
It's one of those news mornings where there's so much and I have so many tabs open and I have so many notes and so many things going on that I can't even get that intro out because there's just too much. That was like maybe one of the worst 2 minute segment intros that I've ever done. Joining me here, put the conservative man in the middle if you would please. There we go. Thank you, producer. Ant, how are you doing today? Deadleg, how are you guys doing today?
Great, how are you?
Good. Nope. Hang on. I'm trying to fix us. I had us fixed earlier this morning. There we go. Fixed for reals. Those of you who are joining us in the audio, which is like 99% of you, we do this live on YouTube. So this is a live cast production. It's very difficult to do live stuff. So we got to make sure our cameras and everything are right and lighting's good. But we got a bunch of people in the live chat. So you'll hear us talking to the guys in the live chats. And listen, don't be a hater. If you don't like the people in the live chat, you could be one of those people. Just go on to our YouTube. It's free. But most of the members that we kind of give love to our paid members. We got Tyler S, Michael Hendricks, Falconator, Bones Cold Fleas Austin's up in there. Will Cray's up in there right now. I'm not going to scroll forever. Low Ren, David J. Thank you guys for all being in the live chats today. This is going to be a fun, well, I don't know if it's a fun show, but it's a lot. We have a lot. This is a political powder keg going on right now. This is all about to erupt. It's all about to blow. The hate rhetoric coming out this week has been like I've never seen since the last time we went through the election cycle. I just feel like it's coming a little bit sooner than last time. I guess last time we had COVID this time of year, you know what I mean? But do you feel like things are ramping up pretty aggressively, Ant?
Yeah. And when there's somebody who knows that they're going to lose something and they get really frantic. And so they start just flailing insults at you because they're like, oh, you're an asshole. You're this, you're that. Oh, you piece of shit. I'm going to fucking beat you. That's what's happening right now. They are really scared. Now, if you guys watch Super Tuesday, and I know we're going to get into that here quickly. Don't only pay attention to what, you know, because it's like, oh, Joe Biden won this state. Well, of course he did. A, we didn't know who the fuck he was running against. And B, he's an incumbent president. So he's automatically going to win because all of his delegates are going to probably vote for him. It's the number of voters. Some states, Trump had more voters than Biden did. So these people are fucking going insane right now.
Yeah, it's absolutely losing their minds, but it's actually getting kind of scary because I feel like, and I don't throw around Nazi Germany very often, you know, but you know, if you forget your history, you're doomed to repeat it. But like we are throwing around terms right now and trying to pinhole people into a it's very, very odd. And rural Americans, Christian nationalists, this is all very, very strange territory. I don't like where it's all headed, And I can't wait to talk to you guys about it. There's just some just really kind of just weird things that happen in the news. We're going to cover all of them. This Bill Maher, Dr. Phil thing we got to get into. We got to get into this Whoopi Goldberg thing, this Elon Musk. There's a lot to do it. So today's show brought to you by ghostbed.com/wolfpack. And then we have factormeals.com/wolfpack50 and the wellness company giving all your meds for a, you know, listen, we had the hack yesterday. This meta hack. Week before that, we have this pharmaceutical hack and Verizon AT&T cyber attack type situation. Remember when nobody could get their pharmaceuticals for half a day last week? That's not that big of a deal, but it was kind of a big a deal. Well, that's where the wellness company comes in. You can already have your ivermectins, your amoxicillins, your industrial strength, ibuprofen, all the things, penicillin that you need pre-prescribed to you now so that when pending doom happens, you have that part covered. You're not going to have to go with all of the other zombies and try to raid the pharmaceutical companies, which is going to be very dangerous. You know, the CVS's and Walgreens, when the grid goes down, or if, Lord forbid, if something happens with this whole Russia thing, like the pharmaceuticals, place where you go and get your prescriptions is going to be a very dangerous place. I mean, you think about it. People are going to go fight tooth and nail for those prescriptions. So I don't know. I'm glad that we have the wellness card. It's a good peace of mind, right? Like, you like having yours around, and it's just a good peace of mind, man. I went and filled up my car, both my cars, with gas yesterday. As soon as I found out that there was a meta hack, I'm trying to get on. I've seen the movie Trolls, right? You've seen the Disney Pixar Trolls. I'm trying to, you know, you got to be a little bit prepared. So when the, when those weirdos come and get you, you're ready to go.
Well, and I'll say this real quick, right? A lot of people talk about how much these med kits are. It's like $300 or something like that. But go to the ER and see how much it's going to cost you at the ER. Not only that, this week Jimmy's mom actually had needed the Z-Pak. And all of the beds at the emergency room were filled. Well, we already have a Z-Pak because it came in our med kit. So we gave her the Z-Pak. She's good to go. It's good to have around. You need it. Yeah, I feel like you need it.
Yeah, I feel like, and plus you get 10% off if you use promo code Wolfpack, so save some money. It won't be all that much, but we're proud to have all those guys sponsoring us. We'll do some ad reads later on today's show. I want to jump into this Elon Musk thing really fast. I didn't have it on the top of the list to talk about, but now it's kind of at the top of the list. This is serious business here. Elon Musk says, this comes from the New York Post, that Biden is flying 300, or has flown 320,000 unvetted migrants into the United States. Elon Musk putting out there that this is setting the stage for something far worse than 9/11. Now, listen, I'm not a huge, I think if you're an entertainer, you should stay an entertainer. If you're a news guy, journalist, you know, stick to journalism. I kind of hate it when these, when people kind of cross paths. But Elon Musk, he's kind of at the forefront of kind of combating Bill Gates, you know, and then you have Joe Rogan kind of doing the same thing. Politics absolutely has everything to do with Elon Musk. So if your argument is Elon Musk doesn't know anything about politics, I would argue that if you're opening as many businesses as Elon Musk and you're doing the things that he, politics absolutely is part of his business, because he couldn't achieve anything he does unless the political landscape is cleared for him to do so. So it's not like he doesn't know anything about politics. Now, this whole Biden flying 320,000, him just coming out with this statement on X has open the floodgates to people doing their own independent journalism and their own independent research on it. It's not a conspiracy. This is coming from NBC here. Biden men flew. Now, this is from NBC, folks. Biden admin flew hundreds of thousands of migrants into the U.S. using CBP on one app. Forget the millions of migrants who have crossed the southern border illegally. A new report shows the Biden administration has flown hundreds of thousands of migrants from foreign countries directly into the United States on flights using an app. Former head of Customs and Border Protection Mark Morgan joined the national desk, Jen Jeffcoat, to discuss the issue. This was his quote. It's an important quote here. Unconsequential. I don't even know how to say that word, but this is the shell game we've been talking about. This is what they've done, this administration. They've made a deal with migrants from all over the world. If you were framed from illegally entering along the southern border in between the ports of entry, what what we'll do is we'll let you fill out a couple of lines of paperwork online, and we'll let you fly into 43 different airports in the United States who will process and release you with money, by the way. So it's absolutely a cover-up and bad politics. Now, this is why the left is so hell-bent on illegal immigrants being allowed to vote, ID-less voting systems. This is, I mean, it's so apparent. It's so apparent that that's what's going on. But the fact that the Biden administration, it's not even a conspiracy theory. This is a fact that the Biden administration is trafficking human beings by airplane from one country to our country. Have you, is this something you ever conceived possible?
No. Well, did you hear about what happened out here in Polk County with Sheriff Grady Judd? So he just busted, I don't know how many hundreds of traffickers here in the state of Florida. And a big portion of them were illegal immigrants. Okay. And they're also, the White House is now changing the word from illegal to dead leg. Did you catch that? It was.
Yes. Go ahead and play that clip real quick. Do you have that clip? Okay. We'll play it.
I don't have that one pulled.
Okay.
Oh, great. That one was in a different clip that we didn't pull, but I have the other ones from Dr. Phil pulled.
Oh, okay. Well, so we have Mayor, we have Mayorkas. You're going through all the impeachment details there, but Mayorkas putting out to the Department of Justice and to everybody in government that we're no longer going to refer to them as illegal immigrants. So, I thought we had that clip pulled, but that's okay. Yeah, absolutely ridiculous that we're not even going to call them illegal immigrants. I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. It's a lot better than saying Christian nationalists and kind of
pigeonholing. What is a Christian nationalist for those of us that don't?
Yeah, we'll go ahead and jump into that story because it kind of just goes along with that. Can we play that clip, Josh?
Yep, we got that one. Which one of the two? We got two of them.
You play either one of them. It doesn't matter.
All right.
New reporting from Politico today points to a broad concerted effort between Donald Trump and his allies who are preparing to enter Christian nationals in his next administration should he win a second term. Politico reports the person leading this effort is Russell Vogt, president of the Center for Renewing America think tank, a leading group in a conservative consortium preparing for a second Trump term. Now, Vogt sees his and his organization's mission as a renewing of consensus of America as a nation under God, per a statement on CRA's website. Freedom of religion would remain a protected right, but Vogt and his ideological brethren would not shy from using their administration positions to promote Christian doctrine and imbue public policy with it. Joining me.
I kind of feel like that's probably everybody in politics, especially on the LGBTQ side of things. A lot of people use their political powers to indoctrinate people in all sorts of different ways. Play the second clip real fast, though.
Thing that unites all of them, because there's many different groups orbiting Trump, but the thing that unites them as Christian nationalists, not Christians, by the way, because Christian nationalist is very different, is that they believe that our rights as Americans, as all human beings, don't come from any.
Oh, it cut off.
Man, I'm so glad I came in an hour early to do all of these things. Yes. They're all working out just perfect. so the Christian national thing is being thrown around a lot. This is the left's new. This is their new go-to thing. I put a lot about this on my Twitter about the whole Christian nationalist thing. The most important part of that clip, which was cut off, was that she says that Christian nationalists believe that they are that they uphold to a higher calling to God and not to country. So they are God first versus country first or government first, which is hilarious because, I mean, anybody that's religious at all, if you were a Muslim, if you were Christian, if you're Jewish, if you're Catholic, I'm pretty sure that if you're real deal, if you're not, you know, just labeling yourself by birth, but if you really uphold to whatever values of that religion that you go to, you would absolutely say without impunity that it's God first, country second. Is that not just normal? Is that not the norm?
I do believe we have it in our Declaration of Independence that those are God-given inalienable rights, the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It's literally in the founding documents of this country. So maybe read up on that a little bit.
I agree with that, but there has to be a little bit of a separation. I mean, y'all already know how I feel about it. I'm Catholic, whatever, but I don't think that you should be basing laws off of religion.
Well, so, right.
It's because if that were the case, then all of y'all wouldn't even see me on this podcast, because technically y'all don't like gay people. I mean, if we want to go based off of Christian values. I'm saying.
No, I don't know if you go based on Christian values that they don't like gay people. I don't know that. I went to a very Southern non-denominational church with two live-in married gay people all through the 90s, two guys. I actually did a race with them when I was a teenager. And my parents had no problem. Everybody knows they're gay. Everybody knows they live together. They weren't open about it, but everybody knew, and nobody really had a problem with it. So, I mean, and that was like in the far, far South Florida, in a very small, very Baptist-y type church. I don't know that and obviously there's outliers in that. I do agree with you though on separation of church and state. I'm not sure that that's not what she's talking about. I think what they're talking about with the Christian nationalists though, in this situation, or in both these articles, was that the Christian nationalists, and here, and I'll read it to you. This is from the Daily Beast, but it's all about the Christian nationalists being anti-COVID, being anti-public school, and being a real threat to democracy, because they don't want to play ball with the higher government because they believe that there's a higher calling. So no group has been more supportive of Donald Trump. This is not coming from the Daily Beast, again, from NBC. Mike Johnson, the newly elected Speaker of the House, is the most unabashedly Christian national speaker in history. No group has been more supportive of Donald Trump and more likely to believe that the 2020 election was stolen. The Christian nationalists, who believe God wants the U.S. to be a promised land for their religion, their champion may no longer be president, but in Johnson, they now have a true believer second in line to the presidency, an enthusiastic backer of bogus legal theories seeking to overturn the 2020 presidential election. The 51-year-old Johnson was first elected to the House. But it's not the bigotry to remind people of God's claims on our lives. I think this was the wrong article that I had pulled up. Man, this is a fucking terrible day for me doing news. I should probably just quit today. I should probably hang it up today. Overprepared for today's show, to be honest with you. Overprepared.
That's what I'm saying. You have to wing it sometimes.
Yeah.
What it is any group that doesn't go against the narrative, you're a threat to the narrative. So if the narrative is, hey, we're this government and we give you the rights as the government, you don't just, and by birthright, have them. There's something that the government gives you that the government can take away from you at any point at the same time. Whereas in the other side of things, the government doesn't get to take anything away. Those are just given to us because we are Americans by birth. We have these rights. We have rights that no other country on the face of this globe has because we were born here. There's a reason why 7 million people have come in the last 3 years, because they want that same opportunity. They want those same rights. So the thought that the government can take those away, or the government is the one that gives them to you, well, the government then can give those 7 million people the right to vote, because they don't have to earn it the rest of the way the rest of Americans is, because it's a threat to democracy. It's a threat to democracy. It's a threat to democracy. It's a threat to the narrative. It's a threat to their dollars. It's a threat to them trafficking 300,000 people across the United States. It's a threat to all of that. So as soon as you become a threat, it doesn't matter what you are. You can be a Christian nationalist, or you could be a gay Christian, or you could be a straight white male. It doesn't matter what it is. They're going to put you in that box, and they're going to label you whatever they want to label you.
But you can't just go to another country and expect that you're going to vote in their elections.
What?
The United States, though, you know.
You're telling me if I don't go to China tomorrow, I can't vote in a Chinese election?
Actually, that's the one place that you can. No, I'm just kidding. Okay.
North Korea. If you go to North Korea, you can vote.
Yeah.
As far as the Christian nationalist goes, this is like the first time I've really heard Christian nationalists. The first time I ever heard Christian nationalists was during COVID, and they were talking about that the Christian nationalists were the ones that were trying to religiously be exempt from getting the jab. And so, you know, I was like, well, I mean, yeah, because I believe, like, I believe that there's a religious aspect to this, and I don't feel like, you know, I want to dabble in getting this vaccine. And it is kind of religious for me. But it sounds like right now the left is using Christian nationalists and rural America, which I, maybe they think that's the same thing. Maybe they think that rural Americans, I'm a rural American. I don't live in any big city. I live out in the middle of nowhere, and I got a bunch of land.
Which he I'm loves, a rural American. He sells the state a lot.
What's that?
I said, which he loves, by the way. He sells the state a lot.
I do. I like living where I live in the middle of nowhere in the country. But, rural, you know, I mean, I, you know, rural American Christian nationalists, like...
Because you can do things on your own and you don't need to suck the government tit.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
I don't need a hospital to have my children. We do it at home. I don't need to have your government, you know, milk or whatever, you know, your pasteurized milk, drink raw milk. You know, I get to have my own chickens and get my own eggs. You know, I can, there's a lot of things that we can do. Like, I don't need your government schools. I can homeschool my own kids. Like, I want as less government as I can get, but I'm not like a threat to society. You know what I mean?
They think you are, though.
Obviously, I don't hate gay people. I don't hate black people. I don't hate anyone. I just want to be kind of left alone.
It's 2024. Nobody does. They keep trying to push that narrative. Nobody hates gay people. Nobody hates black people. Nobody hates fucking immigrants that come here legally. You know what? This is what they do, and they push it harder during election time on purpose because...
Right.
Over 70% of the country doesn't think that the president, the current president, is mentally stable. That's Republicans and Democrats. Over 70% of the country is one of their biggest issues is immigration right now, illegal immigration right now, the border. So these people are trying to do all the things to make you still think that we're racist, we're homophobic, we're xenophobic, we're transphobic, we're all the things. But I'm sorry to break it to you guys. We've been living with trans people since, I don't know, since I can freaking remember as a kid watching 80s and 90s movies. I mean, the movie Mannequin had the most flamboyant fucking gay guy on the face of the planet, Hollywood. And it was funny. Nobody cared. And now it's a problem in 2024. No, it's not a problem. The media made it a fucking problem.
Yeah, I mean, we had Carlton in Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Nobody cared.
Oh my God, you just called him gay?
He was gay in that show, right?
No, but I mean, I can see where you got that from.
I mean, we all knew he was gay. We just, nobody cared. Nobody cared.
A little limp wrist.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I don't know. The Christian national thing is kind of scaring me that they're bringing it up so much. I think this is an attack on Christians. I think, you know, and they do this every once in a while. I remember when they had the Christians that refused to make a gay wedding cake. You know, I don't.
They had every right to do that.
I'm glad you feel that way because I kind of felt the same way. Like, I mean, you know, I think you and I, one of our first conversations we ever had as friends, it was like, you know, how do you feel about gay marriage, Eric? Like, what if I wanted to get married? What if I was getting married and I invited you to your wedding? You know, what's your opinion on that? And I said, I would go to your wedding, but I would not participate in any religious aspects. I would not pray at your wedding. I would not sing hymns at your wedding, but I will stand there and celebrate you. So your friends, I'll dance afterwards. I'll go there. But it's like if I have a Muslim friend that wants me to go to their Muslim church, I will go to your Muslim church with you. I will be there for you and do your christenings, but I'm not going to involve myself religiously in it because I'm not like religiously, I separate myself from that stuff, but it doesn't mean I don't love you or love you as a person. It's just, my religion doesn't allow me to participate. I'm not going to go bow to another statue or do anything. Like I did a Jewish Hanukkah thing with some friends, but I didn't participate in the religious parts of the Hanukkah stuff. I just kind of observed.
Yeah, it's just like when, you know, Jimmy, my other half, he's Lutheran. So whenever he goes to Catholic Church, you know, when we go and receive the body of Christ, you know, then you, body of Christ, amen.
Right.
You do the thing. He goes like this when he goes up there because he's not Catholic. So he doesn't take the body of Christ. But he goes and he does the thing. But that's the thing is like the cake, just to go back to the cake people, a lot of people don't understand that. They didn't refuse them and then say, get the hell out of our establishment. They offered them other cakes that were already made.
Right.
They also gave them other businesses that would make the cake They just didn't want to make this specific cake for them because it went against what they believed, which is, so you had a toxic gay couple that wanted to run home to the bank with this one.
Right. That's all it was. That's all it was. But, it painted these Christians into this like big bigot organ. You know what I mean? And I think that they push more that Christians are bigots and are the enemies, when far more real Christians are much more loving and accepting. And I think people misconstrue what real Christianity is. It's easy to pick apart the losers, right? Like, it's easier to find the losers in the group and then say that that's all of Christianity. I'll tie it into BJJ, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, the spazzy white belt thing. You can't take the spazzy white belt thing and then think all of Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu but everybody kind of spazzes out when you first get into it because you don't really know what you're doing. You go a little bit crazy until you kind of figure it out and you learn the ways and you calm it down a little bit. Play this next clip with Dr. Phil and Bill Mayer. This was this week, and it's getting a lot of headlines. Kind of going along on this whole
problems
thing.
Problems we have. I mean, I don't have a family, and I definitely don't have faith. So I guess I'm definitely not part of the solution. Maybe I am.
No, here's the thing. I'm just saying that you come from a family.
I come from one, true.
So don't tell me you don't.
Yes.
Don't tell me you don't have a family.
Well, they're all gone now except my sister, yes. But
so you got a sister. Okay,
but I didn't start a new family, is what I'm saying. And I'm an atheist, so I don't have religion. And I think the country's moving in my direction, by the way. More people than ever are single, and more people than ever don't have a religion. Now, you may think that's a bad thing and why we're going to hell in a handcart, but maybe it's also part of the solution. And it's certainly just where people want to be. I mean, when you say religion is the fix to this,
I didn't say
have
that.
You seen the Middle East?
I didn't say that.
You did in the book.
No, I did not.
What do you say about family and faith not the fix?
I said that for the first time in our country's history, membership in an organized religion has dropped below 50%. Now, here's why that's a problem.
I think it's like very telling how much Bill Mayer is hurting inside. You don't need to clap like that and get that excited over something that you don't care about. So if you're an atheist, why are you so excited that more people aren't going to church? Why does it even concern you? Why would you need to be kind of a smart ass? It means that he really does fucking care.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. He shouldn't have done that. What I will say though, is, and we've had this conversation before, I don't think necessarily some, not all, I don't think a lot, some Christians have the right approach to having people come to find God, because sure, they are pretty, I really don't want to be a part of that. Like when they tell you to repent and when they tell you that you're going to hell and when they say all these nasty things to you and you're supposed to be a Christian and you don't say very Christian things, it pushes people away, especially the newer generation that's more open-minded to many faiths and many religions. Some Christians don't really have the right approach in bringing people over to their side of faith. It is what it is, unfortunately, and that's where we're at.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that people aren't going to church, and if you continued on with the clip there, he talks about like that was the one time that family put aside to do something together was on Sundays, and now you really don't have. Go ahead, you can just play it then if you got it there.
Here's why that's a problem, because that was one of the reasons that families got together at least once a week and spent quality time together. The reason it's dropped below 50% is because the reason they usually join the church was because they wanted to have their children christened or baptized or whatever the ceremony was in that particular church. And our birth rate has dropped to 1.6. We need.
Right. So, and I think he has a point there. And if you haven't been to church in a long time, I think a lot of people have opinions on church, but they just haven't gone. The church that I was going to a few years ago, before COVID, so I guess it's more than a few years ago now, they weren't judgmental people. There was no bigotry. There was no hatred. Matter of fact, there was too much acceptance. They went like full on BLM, like off the charts crazy. And I was like, I'm not doing that. They were trying to like overcompensate. But, I've always said that church is bigger than yourself, and you can you know, church isn't about going to church and finding those, the few, or even finding a church that is all the things. There's no church of Eric Tanzi or church of conservative Anthony. You're going to church for something bigger than yourself, which is going to then in turn be bigger than what church is. But I think a faithless society is also not something to celebrate. We've seen what happens to societies when they are without faith. And we see how fast that they topple. Or you have to have morals, and you have to have values, and you have to have an ethical code for society to exist. Every amazing society had a lot of extreme rules. I mean, think about the samurais, the society of the samurais, lots of rules. I mean, I couldn't live by those rules, but it was when they stopped living by those rules and they started just kind of like being loosey-goosey with it that they ceased to exist.
Hope that video is still playing in the background. I wanted to say one thing too that I think is super important that I'm going to actually, I think Tanzi will love this. I've traveled to Europe. I have met tons of family in Italy. We've traveled in the last 5 years twice to Italy. We were blessed to do that. One thing that I did say is the reason why their youth and the country still has such strong family values is because they have such strong faith. And you see it, and it's practiced daily in every village, in every town, whether it's bringing out a saint that was worshipped in that town long, long ago, and they still do the annual procession for it, or, you know, the Mother Mary coming out of the church, and a man as Jesus carrying the cross, and thousands of people in the town come out, young, old, Gen Z, all different walks of life. And they do still have that family value. They do still have faith in God. They do still hold those values. So I think that their nuclear family, or the family in places like Europe that still practice faith very strongly, is what makes them succeed. I really do. I think that it is important to have some type of faith within your life, within your household. And if you don't, that's okay too, but you definitely shouldn't be clapping.
Right, or celebrating
I think
the
that's
lack of
ignorance as yeah. fuck.
Yeah, yeah. Celebrating the lack of family or the family dynamics just shows you how sad of an existence Bill Mayer's life is. I have no family. All he has is a sister. That's very sad. I mean, I feel really bad for Bill Mayer, you know, honestly. And I think the nuclear family, I am so happy cuddling with all my kids on the couch and watching a movie and coming home to my wife and, you know, coming home to family and having godchildren and having nephews and nieces, getting together on 4th of July. I think the nuclear family is very important, and you kind of hold yourself accountable to that when you're meeting with your family and you just had your family in town for like 2 weeks or something. It was crazy. There's no way I could put up with that.
Oh my God. It
was crazy, but you're really close to your family. And so you're kind of held accountable to your family because you know that, you know, you want to look good for your family, right? You want to be on the right track. You don't want to sit down at 4th of July knowing that, you know, you had a DUI this year, you got fat as shit this year, and, you know, you got your car repoed. You know what I mean? Like there's a lot of things that kind of hold you accountable. And when you stop having a family to be accountable to, you stop having religion to be accountable to, the wheels really do kind of fall off. I don't like seeing our politicians religionless. I don't like having cocaine in the White House. I don't like that my friends that are in the Secret Service tell me that they've been in these armored vehicles and stopped to buy crystal meth for dignitaries inside of these things. Like, I don't like hearing those stories. I don't like knowing that Hillary Clinton is drunk all the time or that Bill Clinton's getting blowjobs in the Oval Office. I don't want that to be in our White House. I would like our White House to be more of like some kind of religious prestigious kind of like an atmosphere. You know what I'm saying? Yes. Like respectful.
Decorum.
Yeah, some decorum.
Well, I mean, think about it, Dad. Like when you think of, you know, the royal family, right? It's a very high level of, so anything that happens within that house is detrimental to the country. I mean, it affects everybody. So we don't have this really high level of anything here, I feel like. And I feel like it's all trash. I mean,
well, yeah, and you see what corruption has done to to the queen and the king and to yeah. Charles. Look, and everything like that. Once they started letting that in, then they got all of a sudden they've got to kill Princess Diana. And, you know, it's just it's like it's really unraveled. Like once you start, once they went down this path of corruption and evil, it's going to collapse that house as well. And that bad name, look at the Biden family. That name is tarnished forever. And I think American politics has gone way too far down the atheist, if you will, rabbit hole. You know, and I remember I had a lieutenant in the military when we were deployed, and he was obsessed with atheism, and he passed out books called Atheists in a Foxhole, and he passed out these bands that said Atheists in a Foxhole, and he was so proud of atheism. The dude came home, got in trouble, got arrested for domestic violence, and wasn't able to finish out his military career, and actually wanted me to go and speak on his behalf as a character witness at like one of his hearings. I refused, you know, but that's what happens when you're not accountable to anything. You know, it's easier to go off the rails and to, you know, kind of go
allowed, but if you know that you have a faith of some kind, you are allowed to accept others for their different types of faith. As a Catholic, I know that the Lord protects me no matter what. So if I go and hang out with somebody that happens to be of a different faith, or maybe they have no faith at all, I know that I'm protected as a child of God. But to, I don't even know what atheism is. I have no idea what that is. I don't care to know. I'm just assuming that it's a miserable person. I don't know. But if I was friends with somebody who was an atheist, I would be like, okay, well, that's you. You can be an atheist or you could be a Satanist.
Yeah, atheists don't believe in any God.
Here we go now, judging somebody based on their character. Right? We don't do it based off of religion, color, sexual identity, all that stuff. So if you're an all-around decent human being with a brain, then I'm good with you. But if you're a scumbag, right, there's nothing to talk about here.
Well, it's easy. It's easy to like not go to church. It's easy to not have dinner with your family. It's easy to not have any discipline whatsoever. We come from a very selfish society. I've said that we've become very, very, very selfish as a society. I mean, I feel it every single day. It's very in my face every day because I have 5 kids. So everywhere I go, I don't generally hear anything nice about having 5 kids. I mean, everybody like, hey man, how are your football team doing? Oh God, I can't imagine. Or like, how many are those all your kids? Oh my gosh, I don't know how you do it. Like, it's never positive. It's not like, oh my God, that's amazing. You guys have 5 kids. It's great. You guys must be so happy. You know, it's automatically met with this just like stigmatism of like, man, your life must really suck. You have 5 kids. I can't imagine not having 5 kids. I'll have 6. I'm not fixed. My wife's not using birth control. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't care. We enjoy, our kids bring us so much joy and so much happiness. That's just us. But, you know, I think as a society, people can't seem to think about anything but themselves. So they think that because I don't have me time, because I don't have a boat, because I can't go travel when I want to.
But you're good with that.
I'm fine with it. You know, I'm fine with it. I love it.
Here's the thing. Imagine how normal that was 40 years ago.
Well, yeah, too. You for humanity to survive.
Kids. Yeah, my grandparents had 6 kids.
You had to, because if you didn't, you would be doing all the chores by yourself. You know, you can't tend to the crops. You can't make, you know, you can't do all of the things unless you have a team or a family behind you to help you do them. And so there was a need for that. And now we've, you know, things have gotten too easy. We don't have that need for it anymore. But, you know, it's just showing that for me, it's how selfish people have become. And even the kids, even the folks that do have kids now, you know, they work 5 days a week. Their kids are in school 5 days a week. Completely gone. There is no nuclear family at all. They don't have dinner together. They're going through 4 sheets of the wind. And then on Saturdays, they all meet up at the brewery where they all meet up at the distillery. I see it at my place all the time, where it's like, man, I don't know. You know, I've got one guy that hangs out, you know, and a female that hangs out, and they only get this child, that her stepchild, his real child, like every other weekend. And they're always in our spot. And I think to myself, like, you know what? If I had my kid every other weekend, I wouldn't be at a distillery with him. You know, I'd be at the museum, or I would be at the air show or the monster truck rally or something. But it's just, you know, it's, you got to have my me time. You know, I just, you know, I've worked really hard this week. And so they can just color on the sidewalk chalk. So, but I want to get, before we push on, I got to get into this Whoopi Goldberg thing, and I got to get into this white rule America and this bio lab thing. It's really important. Today's show brought to you by ghostbed.com/wolfpack. Or you can use the promo code ANT, A-N-T. Sleep so good, it's scary. Right now, Ghostbed's offering 50% off to all first responders and supporters of first responders who support this show. Listen, my kids slept on one of my Ghostbed pillows, and my son just asked for a ghost bed pillow for his birthday. Ooh. So I've got a 9-year-old child. When we said, what do you want for your birthday? He said, I want a ghost bed pillow. Like, what? But that's how comfortable these things are. They really are. That cooling technology. It's getting hot here already in North Carolina. Summer's on its way. I know it's getting hot in North Carolina. So the cooling sheets, the cooling mattresses, the cooling pillow, it's like you're sleeping on the cool side of the pillow all night long. You don't have to keep flipping it over and over and over. Sometimes it's really funny. Like, I'll just move my head and my ear will get really cold because of that cooling technology. It's really something. It's really cool. My kids love it. So head over to ghostbed.com and use that promo code Wolfpack or promo code ANT, A-N-T for conservative Anthony. Get yourself 50% off. Also, we have the wellness company right now. We already talked about the wellness company. The promo code there, again, is Wolfpack. And then we have factormeals.com, meal planning to the next level. If you're super busy with your 5 kids or your no kids, you definitely don't have time to be meal prepping, let Factor Meals do that for you. Head over to factormeals.com, choose from your hundreds of menu items. These are chef prepared, fresh, never frozen meals delivered straight to your front door and 2 minutes in the microwave. And where you can do calorie conscious, you can do protein heavy, vegan, vegetarian options, whatever you want. Our whole entire team over here is all up on those Factor Meals at the house. I can't keep my kids off my daggone Factor Meals for my plan. There you go. There's Ant's got his Factor Meal kit right in front of him, his meal planning kit. Absolutely love
it. It's what they send me in the pack.
I love that. I know. I like the little coupons you get too for wine and everything like that. But head over to Wolfpack, factormeals.com/Wolfpack50 for 50% off. All right. Play this Whoopi Goldberg clip real quick.
Well, the Supreme Court won't hear oral arguments until the end of April. Now, I just, you know, just let's look at a scenario where the Supreme Court says, yes, he has that. He has all those rights. He is immune from everything. Yeah. You know what Joe Biden could do since he is presently president?
What?
Whoa. He could throw every Republican in jail.
Oh. Yeah.
I mean, he could. I mean, this is not a good thing. He could do anything.
Yeah.
He could dismiss everybody's debt.
Yeah.
You know, there's a whole bunch of great stuff that could happen, but let's really look at what this means.
Yeah. So they're basically kicking the can down the road, though. They're not taking up this case immediately.
Right.
So what's their motivation then? If we all know that they can't do what you just said because of the extreme power that a president would have, what is their motivation for not doing it right away?
Well, unfortunately, some people are saying the motivation is that there are certain conservative justices that have been appointed by Trump that want to help him. And because we know the end result is if this case is not resolved by the time of the election and he, God forbid, becomes the president of the United States, the Justice Department policy is that you cannot indict nor put on.
Dude, this is that Trump derangement syndrome where she can't even say if he becomes president that all three of them can't go poop and make all these grow up. It's so funny. Here, what they're talking about here, though, is this presidential immunity. And the left is losing their mind right now over the Supreme Court justices allowing Trump to be on all the ballots. But right now, what they're going to go after is this presidential immunity bill. I think it would be dangerous that presidents don't have presidential immunity. I agree. I think law enforcement officers have immunity. You have to be able to make decisions, and you can't be afraid that those decisions are going to land you in jail. Based on political persecution, because then you would never be able to make another decision. You would never get anything done if you know that the other party is just going to come in and have you arrested for doing so, because it's very subjective and being a leader is very hard. Now, you know, I said this from the beginning with Hillary Clinton. I don't believe in throwing your political rivals in jail. Don't think that should happen. However, I always felt that the Clintons should be exposed for the murders that they committed in the 80s and all these suicides. I think that those things should be exposed. And those things are you know, I think the Clinton family goes to the extreme on these, but you have to have some kind of presidential immunity, left or right. You know what I'm saying? Like, and nobody, no president's abused that thus far, their presidential immunity. Nobody's locking up their political rivals, or, you know, it's not until now, like
not until this point in history. Like we look at things coming up to this point, and technically, if you want to go to the letter of everything, does a president have the ability to do pretty much almost anything that they want? Technically, yes. But the reason why they don't is they understand that there's consequences from that. They've been elected to the president of the United States by the people of the United States to represent the United States, to make decisions for the United States on a global scale. So if, as the president of the United States, you decide to go, I'm just going to take every bit of my competition and throw them in jail. If that's the message that we're going to send everybody else on the globe, what's the rest of the globe going to look like? We look like an idiot that's running the show. Well, we have that because the Department of Justice says that he's not competent enough to stand trial, but he's competent enough to run the United States. They don't understand the reason why those people will never be in positions of leadership or anything like that is because they're absolutely batshit crazy. That's why this isn't happening. Right. That's why regular people are looking at this. That's why Christian nationals are becoming a problem, because we're all looking at this and going, this is all stupid. This is all just dumb. This isn't a country that's founded on the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and things that this country is founded on are not what we're doing right now.
We allowed the election to be stolen. I think at this point, like, there's a way more evidence that shows that the election was stolen than anything. I know that's like crazy to say, but now that we all knew, like, you know, in the back of your mind, nobody, you just don't have the balls to say it, but like, we all knew that this like ID-less voter system, this mail-in ballot system, we all know, like, the harvesting stuff, like, all the clues were out there. We were just too afraid to admit it. And now you have them flying in 320,000 illegal immigrants on top of the millions that are coming in, and then trying to allow the immigrants trying to remove your political opponents from the ballot. Like, they're trying to steal the election again, and also simultaneously ruin America. Nobody just wants to say it, but like, that's what's going on right now. Like, we you know, they want a fascist government.
I'm like sitting here crawling out of my skin right now, because I can't believe that we have a fucking show on nationwide television network telling people that the president of the United States should and can put all Republicans in jail. Fucking insanity. Because all right-leaning or all center conservatives that talk about anything that they don't like are ripped off of social media so quick. But Whoopi Goldberg and her disgusting pig ass can sit on national TV and say that the president of the United States of America should put your mother in jail, should put your father in jail, should put your brother in jail, your sister in jail, everybody you know, if they're Republican. Just so what, Whoopi? So we can all fucking vote for who you want us to vote for? I'm sorry, that sounds like communism. It sounds like a dictatorship. Sounds like we don't have a choice on who we're able to vote for. So why do we have a two-party system then, Whoopi?
Why do
we all just have to vote for who you want us to vote for? Those bitches are slobs. Pigs of the earth, slobs.
Poo-poo. 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 Caca poo-poo. I just think it's so funny that every time they say Trump, she's like, poo-poo. But you know, the funny thing is I don't even think The View is all that relevant. I think just people like us make it relevant because they say, and I listen, to be on The View side here, I don't think The View would even exist if Whoopi Goldberg wasn't saying the stupidest shit ever. Like, when else would they be relevant? You would never hear anything about The View unless Whoopi Goldberg says something just outrageous. That's probably why I say as many dumb and outrageous things as I can, because maybe it'll give this show some love. Which, by the way, I have done almost as terrible a job at running today's show as Whoopi does all of her shows. So just know that I've had a family I've had five kids that have all been sick for over a week. And it's all taken its toll. No, my wife and I got zero sleep last night. And so, although we put tons of time in today's show, I feel like I can't even read my notes right now because I don't even understand what my notes are. Now that the show has started, I don't even know what my notes are. So I apologize for the craziness today. Also, we had this. This was a strange leak from New York Times. I wanted to bring this up really fast. And it's almost like they released the news. I don't know why they felt like they needed to release the news, but they released it under a paywall. And it really got no traction, but it's a pretty big deal. Josh, why don't you walk us through this one?
So the past couple of years, there have been some people that have claimed that one of the reasons that Russia invaded Ukraine was because we, the United States, have been helping Ukraine build up, and they specifically said, 12 bio labs along the Russian-Ukrainian border. Well, for the past 3 or 4 years, that's been just conspiracy theory bullshit until the New York Times released.
Not only that, but it's what's kept Robert Kennedy Jr. off of the YouTubes and off of any debates or anything on the DNC. That's why he left and went independent. And I just pulled up 300 search results, and these were the results from 2023. This is why they would not give RFK any time of day. RFK believes biolabs in Ukraine. Kennedy Jr. says U.S. created biolabs in Ukraine. Kennedy Jr. confirms existence of America. Russia claims U.S. moved part of biological projects. It's just all of these written as if they're conspiracy theories by RFK Jr. when now in 2024, we're reporting it as fact, 12 U.S. biolabs in Ukraine.
Funny how it's misinformation until it's real information always.
Isn't that nuts? Which, by the way, that was the big debate at the Supreme Court this week too, with the whole Facebook thing, and trying to figure out. And I love how they're holding a lot of people's feet to the fire about, like, wait, well, who gets to choose? You know, what news is misinformation versus disinformation?
A fat liberal bitch with fucking colored hair and a La Brea piercing. That's who decides if it's misinformation.
Hey, is that piercing right here? Like, remember how back in the 90s was it like the gay guys all had like the pierced left ear?
Well, I didn't. Wait, no, it was right. If you got the right ear, you were gay. If you were totally left, gay. You were not.
Yeah, I had my left ear pierced. It was like in the 80s and 90s. If you had like an earring in the right ear only, it was like that was you were gay. Like that was your symbol of I'm gay. Is the 2024, is that nose ring that's like right here? That's like a bull. Like the bull, you have mental illness?
No, I actually know a lot of conservatives that have many piercings and tattoos that people would never think they're conservative.
No, I'm talking about the one. If you've got that one right here, the bull's ring in your nose, I haven't met a normal one. I haven't met somebody with one of those that isn't batshit crazy. Not one.
It's a two-part thing though. You got to have the piercing and your hair has to be like blue or green. Right. It can't be like a regular color.
Right. But no, look, if you get on social media right now, everybody that has the loop thing right here, the loop thing, batshit crazy in some way or the other. Batshit crazy. Like none of them are like normal, like, you know, like none of them are normal. How about that? Like they are extremely nuts. And it doesn't have to be necessarily a bad way nuts. I think like Tom McDonald has one. There's that one chick that's on the social media. She's got the dreads and she's always singing about like positivity and her positive energy. You ever seen her? She's got the tattoos all over her tits.
No, thank right. God.
She's awesome. She's
she is. Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
She's pretty cool, but I mean, definitely batshit crazy. Like definitely batshit crazy. Definitely not a chick you would want to take home. Like you wouldn't want to marry her for sure.
Now, if you have a Prince Albert, you're super conservative.
That's the one in your penis?
Correct.
Ooh, I don't have the balls to do it.
No,
I'm not conservative enough to do that.
There's balls down the
hand. I'm not conservative enough either.
I don't have the intestinal fortitude to get a Prince Albert.
I just want to throw it out there because, you know, our people needed some spice tonight. It's not nighttime, because usually we talk a little silly on here. So yes, I saw a couple of funny comments. Somebody said, I think it was Lauren said that I'm on a high protein diet. You're right, honey. I'm on a high protein diet.
Oh my gosh. My gosh. So what do you got going on this week? You were with the Motley Croc show all week. How did that go?
Yes, that was amazing, guys. Thank you for everybody that tuned into that. I went and dabbling in the paranormal which is shouldn't be a surprise considering Eric and myself have a conspiracy and spooky podcast that we drop stuff on, which we'll do some stuff on that. People said that I was now a Satanist and all that. Great. Have a good time. Run with it. I don't care. But no, it was a fun time. I had a blast. And Eric, we have a lot of fun stuff coming up. There's going to actually be a Salem trip in September that they are putting together so that 50 of you can come to Salem and spend the entire weekend doing the Vampire's Ball and then doing a spooky bus trip where we go around to different spooky things in Salem, and your travel and everything will be all included in that. So I'll give you guys more information on that. I also have to talk to Tansy about it because he has no idea yet. But yeah, there's tons of cool stuff. It was a blast. And I got to hold an albino crocodile,
which is really cool. Now, did you go into any haunted houses while you were there?
We did. We went to the May Stringer house, which is just outside of Tampa. Yeah. And I was followed the entire time. Now, I will say this. My entire life, ever since I've been a child, I have always been followed by spirits. I believe that a lot of the spirits that follow me are people that have passed away in my life. So none of them have been negative spirits. Plus, I always make sure that all of the bad ones stay away from me. But yeah, I was touched on the back of the neck a few times. I was messed with in that house.
I need to go there. I want to get touched by a ghost. It's kind of like my fantasy. It's kind of my kink. Kind of my thing.
Is that your kink? We don't
want a ghost to ravish me. Just want a ghost to ravish me. You know what I mean?
Ravish me. Yeah, it's a good time. Listen, it's nice to have other things other than just politics all the time. So I think people are like, some of my followers are like, oh, I don't do paranormal, so I'm unfollowing you because you must repent. Those are your Christians, honey. Those are your friends. So, and that's fine. I'll repent, and you have a wonderful day and continue to do whatever the fuck it is you do. But I have other things other than politics that I'm into. So if that's not you, by all means, boo-boo, unfollow, block, do whatever you got to do. Go to church tomorrow, put your prayer cloth on your knees. I don't give a fuck, but that's me.
Yeah. But I will say this, though, like anything I post on social media, like there's always going to be those outliers that hate on anything. Like, I mean, you can't post anything without one. Like I just did a thing. It's like 200,000 views right now it's almost to 2 million views right now. It's got like 150,000 likes or something like that. But it's the girl. She's like tied up and it's like, you can do anything you want to me, honey. And then he's like, you could do anything you want, honey, whatever you want to do. And then it's like me running out of the house with my jujitsu bag and leaving. And it's all really great. But then like, there's, I don't know, 500 something comments or something like that. And they're all like super funny. Everybody's laughing. But there's one chick that started like this whole thing about like, oh, I love how normalizing leaving the women at home where the guys do everything. She's putting herself out there sexually and guys want to know why the wives are bored today. And I was like, shut the fuck up, bitch. Maybe if you just laugh a little bit at some of the little things or just not post stupid shit on the internet, maybe you'd get laid. I don't know. But, there's always somebody on, it's the interwebs, man. It's not a real place. It's just not real. But guys, I apologize for today's show. I just wasn't myself.
I thought
today.
It was a great show. I don't think anybody.
Dude, I was all over the place. Man, this was supposed to be a lot more. Like I didn't even follow my notes. Just said fuck it at the beginning of the show. I was like too discombobulated. I know.
Zero
notes. You didn't either. You did zero notes today.
We got through most of my tabs. I have up.
So yeah, we got through all the tabs. That was good. That was good.
All the tabs we got through. The illegal. Well, we didn't really touch on the specifics.
Make sure you don't open that one tab, honey.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I have three screens. And you
by
guys
the way,
see the
we
got
to talk about that. Did you see the thing where like Drake was like, these guys were like scrolling, like Drake was trying to pull something up on a podcast or something. And he's scrolling through his phone. He's like trying to find the pictures. And then like he scrolled past one where he's got like a dick in his mouth. And he swiped by it.
Yeah, it's good for him, honey.
Whoa. Yeah, Tim Goodman says unscripted shows kick ass. Yeah, no, it doesn't because like I didn't give you guys like any good information today. I was a fucking all over the place today. But we'll get back at it next week and I'll make sure I'm a little bit more chill and relax.
Oh, can I say one thing? Somebody asked about it. Guys, the official Patriot Gear, just a quick plug. You guys know that I'm partnered up with the official Patriot Gear. They do a line for me. We drop an Ant product every month. Once it's gone, you can't get it again. Everybody has wanted the floral hats. This is dropping on the 22nd of March. It's got the little Ant signature on it. It's got that. It comes in the hot pink and the white. So you and your husband can matchy-matchy, anti-anti. So yeah, March 22nd, the official Patriots gear. You can use code ANT for any of the merchandise on there. They're a great company. They're a family-based company. Ian Wentz is amazing. His wife is amazing. His kids are amazing. And Patriot, the meaning of Patriot to them is anybody who loves America. It is not a right-wing or a left-wing thing. If you are a patriot of this country and you want to protect this country, that's what a patriot means to them. I feel the same.
Love it. Love it. And also check out Red Pill Threads. I got their shirt. If you guys want the conspiracy theory stuff, big shout out to them. Thank you guys for hooking me up with their t-shirts. Man, what a fun show today, guys. I'm sorry I was so out of sorts. We have Two Cops, One Donut on Friday. So, and then Ant, can you work on getting Dr. Drew on here?
Yeah.
Talk to your girl?
Yes. Well, you could talk to her too, but yes.
Okay. I never like to talk to somebody else's initial contact unless you tell me, unless you're like, yo, call her. I'm just that guy, dude. Like, I'm like, hey, she's yours. I don't want to touch it. You know what type deal? She's ours. She did sponsor the show, but you know what I mean? I try to watch where I step, you know, I'm that guy.
Yeah. Low Ren, can you please send Eric your full name and address so I can get you out some,
DM me, Low Ren. Yep. And we need to do another one.
Best Prince Albert.
Okay. You have to follow.
Nobody has that.
Right.
Here's what's funny. It's literally only four of our people in here that really have the balls to send like really like real shit. So it's going to be the same people that win all the time.
Yeah. Let's do this though. Let's do this one. Like, send us your most patriotic photo. Send us your most patriotic photo of the week. And we'll see who wins that. There you go. That's nothing gay, nothing crazy, because a lot of you guys are first responders. And so send us your most patriotic picture that you can come up with. Let's see what we can do there. Send it to the Failure to Stop on Instagram. Send it to the Failure to Stop Instagram thing. Make sure you follow Conservative and Failure to Stop. Send the picture there. We'll go through who has the most patriotic picture. We'll send something cool. Also, can we get your boy Tom McDonald on the show? And Adam Calhoun? One of those guys? Can you get one of these guys on for us?
Make the list. Yeah, Adam probably will come on.
Yeah, I mean, you're friends with Adam, so
yeah,
make that list. All right, guys, we'll be getting this all hooked up for you guys. We love you.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, yeah, we'll take it, Bosco. We'll take that. All right, guys, y'all have a good day. We'll see you guys on the next one. Cheers.